Superman loses endorsements over foot fetish scandal. 23rd of June 2007, this is Reverend Zimulator for Un News. Louisville, Kentucky. Superman, beloved defender of the free world. Excuse me. Excuse me again. Has had a rough week. His troubles began on June 14th when he brought a young female companion to the Fortress of Solitude to watch some television. Around midnight, neighbors complained of loud scream-like noises coming from the fortress, prompting a visit from local authorities. Upon their arrival, two officers discovered the shocking skeletons which lurk in the Man of Steel's closet, or more specifically, the feet of those skeletons. Hundreds, in fact, neatly laid out like pristine basketball shoes in an episode of MTV's Cribs. The closet, which housed the grotesque collection of anatomy, was adorned with customized neon sign, identifying the room as Footsie's All Night Burlesque. Yet another fact which has friends and colleagues of the superhero perplexed and distraught. In all, police removed close to 130 sets of feet from the fortress, exposing the bizarre truths of Clark Kent's secret obsession. Fellow hero and former collaborative crime fighter The Flash claims, quote, "I had no idea. My feet are my livelihood. I'm really disheartened by this whole idea ordeal," unquote. The forcible arrest and presently delayed trial are the least of Superman's current troubles. After word of the June 14th incident began to circulate, Superman watched as his final assets crumbled before him, powerless to stop their demise. In one day, Superman lost several lucrative endorsement deals, including a major contract with Six Flags theme parks. In the next, DC Comics informed the hero that subsequent Superman film and television projects had been halted indefinitely. Worse still, a possible revamping of the current Superman comic book storyline may write Mr. Kent out of his own series. Sources close to the former Arbiter of Justice claim that the hero is devastated. However, Uncyclopedia didn't believe said sources and road-tripped to Louisville for a first-hand viewing of the Superman's misery. From his tiny cell, the tarnished hero weeps silently. In a trembling, hushed voice, he says, quote, "I could break out of here at any moment, you know. I could use my laser beams and tall building jumping abilities to just go, but what's the point? I've got nothing now." Unquote. Superman declined most questions involving his foot obsession, but did state that, quote, "I never wanted to remove the feet completely. Damn it, just be glad you pathetic mortals don't have super strength," unquote. Excuse me. In one week, Superman has gone from famed international protectorate to blacklisted international outcast. The Fortress of Solitude is currently slated for auction sometime next month. Several potential buyers, including General Zod and the elusive composite Superman, have expressed interest. The Justice League is in a state of frenzy, scrambling to name a new leader and spokesperson. Major bank robberies and other socially reprehensible behavior involving large robots, death rays, and other fantastical devices are being planned by up-and-coming supervillains all over the galaxy. Lois Lane is deeply depressed and is now staying with Aquaman for comfort and support, though she has to return to the ocean's surface every few minutes for air. From homeworld Krypton, Superfather Jor-El claims that, though he doesn't approve of the violence, he is willing to support his jettisoned biological son. He says, quote, "While I don't support his actions, he's still my son, and he's still a man. Well, I guess technically he's not a man, he's Superman, but he's still got man in his name, and that means he deserves to be treated with respect and dignity." This does explain his abnormal interest in Monty Python's opening credit sequence, though. unquote. Louisville prosecutors are having some trouble reconstructing their case against the Man of Steel. Attorney Mark Roenberg says, quote, feet, we've got plenty of. It's the rest of the bodies that we're looking for. Somewhere out there has got to be a bunch of feetless women walking around, afraid to reveal the details of their assaults, or asking any woman or man involved in Superman's decapitation spree to come forward and help immobilize him for good, unquote. Decapitation. Maybe not be the right word.